Last week, we began exploring the concept of the kingdom of God as revealed in the Bible, the Word of God. We highlighted that the Lord of the kingdom is Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. Today, we want to examine in greater detail the life of the kingdom. In conducting this examination, we want to consider two areas. We want to consider the message of the kingdom and the mandate of the kingdom. These two areas will help us to better understand and appreciate the significance of the kingdom of God. The message of the kingdom. When John the Baptist, the forerunner to Jesus Christ, came, he preached one message, and it was the message of the kingdom. In Matthew 3, 1 and 2, we are told, in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Jesus, in beginning his public ministry, also came preaching the same message. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4, verse 17. The message of the kingdom is radically different from all other messages. It is pivoted on the premise that change is required of humankind. Therefore, the message of repentance is central to the life of the kingdom of God. The word translated repent in the original Greek language means having a change of mind. It is changing one's mind in regards to sin. When God created man according to Genesis 1, he gave man authority to dominate the earth. But man disobeyed. And that resulted in broken friendship, communion, and relationship with God. Sin entered the human race. Romans 5, verse 12, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all have sinned. Romans 5, verse 19a, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. Ever since Adam's disobedience, there has been a rebellion against the things of God by man because of the corruption of the mind. The Apostle Paul reminds us that we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. Ephesians 2, verse 3. James writes in James 1, 14 and 15, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. When it is full grown, brings forth death. So we need a change of mind towards God. That's a core message of the kingdom. The individual, who is a part of the kingdom of God, has experienced change in their direction through repentance. The mandate of the kingdom. The mandate of the kingdom is grounded in the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Matthew 24, verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. The words of Acts 1, 6 through 8 are instructive in this regard. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. But let's be mindful that only those who are members of the kingdom and are empowered by the Holy Ghost are made witnesses of kingdom life. Nicodemus was told by Jesus that he had to be born again if he wanted to see and enter the kingdom of God. John 3, verses 3 and 5. While repentance is a key message of the kingdom of God, reconciliation is also a key result of this repentance. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 through 21. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be he reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Reconciliation is the restoration of friendship. It is the changing from enmity to friendship. Sin caused man to be driven from the garden and to experience broken friendship with God. Man is called to repent and turn from sin and turn back to God and experience reconciliation, thereby becoming a part of the kingdom of God. Those who have so experienced this new life in Christ then become representatives or ambassadors, individuals who are representing their king and speaking on behalf of the kingdom to which they belong. This new life is led by the Lord or King of the kingdom, Jesus Christ, who through the power of the Holy Spirit, which indwells each kingdom citizen, seeks to be obedient to the laws of the kingdom. Are you a part of the kingdom of God? Have you repented of your sins, changed your mind towards God, and experienced restoration? To those who say yes to these questions, I ask you, have you been a good representative of the kingdom? Have you been fulfilling the mandate of being witnesses and carriers of the message of reconciliation? It is my prayer that today you will surrender to the will and mind of God and experience new life in Christ. Next week, the language of the kingdom.